pleasure? Why seek pleasure? So, probably going to be a multi-segmented episode because we're going into this deep problem that I see in culture, society, whatever you want to call it, of attempting to seek or search for pleasure. We see it in our commercials. If you buy this, you can be happy. There's like this implicit package they're selling you with it. And well, I'm not saying that you should like not be happy. This excessive, obsessive need for pleasure that we have in this society is one of the big problems that I've seen, because it leads to a situation where, well, there's a couple of things it leads to. And this doesn't just have to do with pleasure, but it also has to do with a lot of the other things as well. And, you know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't seek pleasure or find it or whatever. We're going much deeper than this. And this is what we're going to get into, the question, the life questions, another episode of this life questions that I'm doing. But, one of the deep problems, I think, with going to this extreme that we see in society is well, there's a couple problems, right? There's no questioning of it. And I think because we have a society that obsessively tells you to seek pleasure, happiness, happiness this, happiness that, happiness. There's so many books on happiness and how to be happy, what is happiness, you know, all this kind of stuff, that, and other things as well, like being thin, being a certain weight, being a certain type of person, being an extroverted person, that you sort of get to this point where you're like, well, why? Why seek pleasure? Why struggle for it in this way? You know, because there's a couple of problems, I think, with this idea that we have in society. Because it goes back to the first question, why survive? But this is similar but different. Because the first question, while it is in some ways more philosophical, this one I think is more practical. Because when people get so stuck in seeking and searching for pleasure or some kind of emotion or some kind of thing that may not necessarily happen, or if it does happen, it's not going to happen in your perfect world, whatever that is, your perfect imaginings of what the world is or should be or whatever it is. What happens if that doesn't happen? You get depressed, you get upset, you get alone, you're lonely, whatever it is, because it's not happening. This is why I'm making these episodes, life questions episodes, because we need to ask questions like this. Why seek pleasure? Why is it so important to have pleasure? You can ask other questions that are similar as well, like why seek connection? Now, there's nothing wrong with these things. There's nothing wrong with pleasure, happiness, or connection, or anything like this. The problem is that I see is that it's become an obsessive thing for this culture to kind of get stuck in, where it's not nearly, you don't see the implicit assumptions behind these ideas and the implicit or the problems that those implicit philosophies create for you. So, yeah, you know, that's why I ask questions like this. Why? Why seek pleasure? Why survive? Not because I'm trying to get you to a state of like, oh, no, life is horrible and then pleasure is never going to happen. I'm actually trying to do something more profound than this, which is to get you to a place where you can start to see the flaws in this excessively seeking pleasure side of the world that we live in right now, and especially the Western culture. And I think in a lot of ways this question of seeking pleasure and this question of evolution or survival is actually very much related in some ways, because we don't have deeper meanings in society and culture beyond this idea of survival. A lot of those, even if there are those deeper meanings, a lot of them are kind of like fractured, and they're not necessarily something that all of culture / society or whatever is into in the same way. Now, I'm not saying like everybody must have the same beliefs or everybody must have the same meanings or whatever. I'm actually talking much more fundamental, which is that the problem isn't that there is no one true religion or one true meaning or one true God. The problem is actually that there is no meaning at all. And that meaning is kind of made implicitly based on these ideas that we have about evolution and pleasure and things like this. Control, why control things? I want to go deeper in these questions because I'm trying to get you to a place where you can start to see the inherent flaws within this idea, these ideas. Not that the ideas are wrong, not that survival is dumb and you should kill yourself or whatever. I'm talking something much more fundamental than survival versus not surviving. I'm talking about the implicit philosophies that come along with these ideas of surviving. Same thing with pleasure. I'm not saying to not seek pleasure. I'm not saying to not be happy. I'm saying that because we have this deep obsession in society over pleasure, it creates its own implicit philosophy. And that's why I'm asking you to ask these questions to yourself. Because it's not about me. It's not about, none of this is about me. And this is kind of why I'm doing these episodes. I'm not really doing them for me, or at least these questions. Because I can come up with my own answers, my own conclusions. And you can come up with your own answers and your own conclusions. And they're going to be very different. They're going to be very different based on these questions. And so it's not about me. It's not about my worldview over yours. It's about understanding the implicit philosophy within these questions, or these things, these assumptions, and understanding the flaws within this implicit philosophy within these assumptions, so you can see the consequences of these implicit philosophies and these assumptions. And we're going to go much deeper, I think, when these life questions episodes, because there's a lot of questions we can ask like this. And you know, if you want safe, easy, simple answers, this is not the podcast for you. I'm gonna make you question things, or help you question things, because we need questioning, because there's so many cultural biases and implicit philosophies that we have and our minds that culture has inculcated us with or indoctrinated us with, that we don't see them anymore. We don't understand the flaws within them because we haven't asked questions like this. And so it's not even really about like getting rid of the idea of seeking pleasure, or it's not even about getting rid of the philosophy of pleasure that come with this idea of pleasure that we get from society, culture, science, whatever it is. It's just about becoming aware of it and noticing it and becoming familiar with it and seeing the problems and stuff like this as well. And if that means that you see the problems and you realize that maybe it's not as simple as just seeking pleasure, good. If you don't, that's fine too. It's not about, oh, you shouldn't seek pleasure, you're dumb, or you shouldn't survive, you're dumb, whatever it is. It's more about becoming aware of these implicit assumptions, these implicit philosophies that you have in your mind that you don't even realize are there. That's why I'm doing these episodes, live questions. So, it's... This is why I will always question things. This is why I always help you question things, because... You know, society wants to give you answers. The world wants to give you answers. And within those answers are implicit assumptions and philosophies. And so I'll give you questions to help you to go beyond these answers, if necessary, or at least to understand them better. And to expand your worldview based on these questions, or based on what you find concerning these questions. And I think that's the ultimate point of doing this. So, anyways, hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll talk to the next one.